Well, I'm sure you've all noticed that the Christmas buying season and shopping season is in full swing. And right around my subdivision, I've had just this maze of trucks delivering from FedEx, United Parcel, Amazon. Every time I look, there's a new truck parked next door dropping something off or driving around. And I even read an interesting article this past week about how Amazon is still working on prototypes for drones to come and deliver packages within 30 minutes of your order. Can you imagine that? I mean, I was impressed when I placed an order a couple of weeks ago at 9 o'clock at night and was already on my doorstep at 10 the next morning. So that was impressive for me. But when you think about it, isn't that how we've developed as a society? We're really impatient. We want things now. We want it immediate. And I can just think a short while ago when overnight delivery of packages was a big deal. And then suddenly overnight wasn't good enough. Then it had to be the next day or within that next day, so less than 24 hours. And now suddenly we want our packages within 30 minutes. And we're going to have drones flying around our neighborhoods dropping them off, which ought to be very interesting. Think about it, even our food. We have Grubhub and DoorDash, so we get our gourmet meals delivered within 30 minutes. Does anybody remember when Sears Roebuck or Penny's had catalog stores to come and pick up your packages? I do. And you had to wait probably a week to go and get it. You can see how far we've come in those days. It's 2019, and we just don't want to wait for anything, so it seems. But yet, in the middle of all of this, for just 4 short weeks, the church presses the pause button, and all of our hurrying, all of our impatience just suddenly comes to a stop or slows down, and we have Advent. We find ourselves suddenly in somewhat of a state of suspended animation. It's a season of quiet expectation, of longing, of peace. We light Advent candles, one at a time, one day per week, slowly bringing forth light to our season. We have the Advent calendars, especially for the young people, where you open up the cardboard window each day for 25 days, hopefully finding either a figurine or a piece of candy behind that door. This is Advent. It truly is the season when we are called to wait. But it's also a season of contrasts, a paradox of sorts. And this is where kind of it gets me confused, because on the one hand, we have our first reading from Isaiah, where the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, the calf and the lion shall browse together, the child shall play with the viper. It's paradise. It's a scene of peaceful tranquility. But at the same time, we have Cyber Monday shopping. We have Black Friday. We have the parties and getting ready for all the excitement at home for Christmas. In last week's gospel, Jesus told us to stay awake, for we don't know the time nor the hour. And today, John the Baptist is a voice in the wilderness calling for repentance, a true sense of urgency, calling the Pharisees a brood of vipers. How do we make sense of this season? We have two contrasts, a contrast of two different things. I think if you would ask many of the young people, many of the children here, or just go home and ask your kids, what are they waiting for? They'll tell you in one word, Christmas, right? It's that simple. And for a child, for those little ones, Christmas can't come fast enough. For the rest of us, well, maybe not so much. We'd probably like a little more time, a few more weeks to do our planning, to do our shopping, to wrap and to ship the gifts. But the reality of Advent, the remarkable truth, plunges us into something that is much deeper, much more profound. But at the same time, it's quite simple. Again, we have that contrast. So what exactly are we waiting for? What are we preparing for? Well, for a people of faith, it isn't really Christmas. It isn't really the presents and the tree, the cards and the tinsel. No, I'm sorry to say. It's Jesus. That's simple. We're waiting for Christ. We're preparing for him as we celebrate his coming in history, for when he will come again in glory, and how he comes into our lives today in the Eucharist that we're going to receive in this community present. That's what Advent is truly all about. It's preparing for the coming of Jesus, our Savior, to dwell within each one of us. The Word made flesh, and dwelt among us, gracing us with his humility, his love, his peace and mercy. Emmanuel, it's the very essence of his name, God with us. Now this season truly is beautiful. We have all the lights that surround us on the streets and in our store windows, and they shine and sparkle trying to catch our attention as we walk by. But when you think about it, in today's gospel, John the Baptist is trying to do the same thing. He's also trying to get our attention. The question is, are our ears and hearts open to hear what John has to say to us today, in our time, in 2019? What is the message he brings and that the people went on so far out into the desert to hear him? Would we be willing to go out into the desert today? I don't know if I would be inclined to do so, to hear some guy who's yelling, who's dressed in a camel's garb, who eats honey and locusts. I would think twice about that. But the people flocked to him to hear his message. And his message was simple. It's a message of repentance. And just as John asked them to look at their lives, he's asking us today to look honestly at our lives. He asks us to repent, to change our lives, to prepare a way for the Lord. It's a time to remind ourselves of our constant need for conversion, metanoia, repentance, the common translation for the Greek word metanoia, which means not just sorrow for our sins, but a total and radical change of outlook in our relationship with God and with one another. It calls for a radical and genuine renewal and a conversion of heart. So where do we need conversion and change in our lives? How can we and our families give a better witness to the Christian message, not only at Christmas, but throughout the entire year? Is it in helping others fill their valleys and making straight their paths to the Lord? Perhaps a positive word of encouragement can work wonders here. Could it be to bring some forgiveness and peace to ourselves or to our family, friends, or co-workers? These are all opportunities for prayerful reflection during this season. Perhaps one way we could prepare for Advent is to consider celebrating the Sacrament of Reconciliation. We have a wonderful opportunity available this Wednesday, December 11th, with the 12 hours of reconciliation being offered throughout the diocese and right here at our home parish, St. Dominic. Over these coming days and weeks of Advent, we will all be busy in so many ways, getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ. We'll be shopping for gifts, buying food, cleaning and decorating our homes, writing Christmas cards for those who still send Christmas cards and not e-cards. All of these are part of our preparation for the holidays, and rightly so, but they're only one part of getting ready for Christmas. The words and messages of John the Baptist echo down through the centuries, and they are relevant today and as important today as they were when John first proclaimed his message in the desert. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If Advent means coming, if this season is truly to be meaningful for us, there has to be a genuine coming of Jesus into our lives, both individually and as a community, as our faith family. As our Advent journey continues, take some prayerful time to reflect on how you can prepare a place to welcome Jesus this Christmas into your homes, your families, and our parish community. In a few weeks, wise men will be scanning the skies, and they won't be looking for drones from Amazon. They'll be looking for a sign that their wait is over, that hope is on the horizon. And suddenly a star will appear, and the light will break through. He is coming. In an age when nobody wants to wait for anything, Advent quietly reminds us that some things are truly worth the wait. He is worth waiting for, and we should remember that his coming, both in history, his coming in the future, when he comes in glory, and as we celebrate his presence among us today, is truly worth the wait. A blessed Advent to everyone.